Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards first. Nunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunn hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perry moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is walked intentionally. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn juggles the ball. That's an error on Nunn. Hunt moves to third. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Nunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hazualu pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.